is the Rolling Stones' brand new song, dropped the other day. It's called...
I'm a ghost, living in a ghost town.
It's called Living in a Ghost Town, and I wanted to play it to bring in our next guest. Graham Elliott is a celebrity chef, a very successful businessman, and... he's a father of two boys, and he just shaved their heads, and he joins us now. It is Graham Elliott. How are you, brother?
I'm good. That's the best intro I've ever heard.
First of all, I want to say this publicly. I miss you, and I did figure something out during self-quarantine, and I've been writing down a list. There are a lot of people that I miss that I want to hang out with after this is all over, and you and I have been exchanging text messages. I follow you on Instagram. Yeah. I noticed that you shaved both your boys' heads.
I think, you know what? It wasn't even my idea. They were just like, we want them shaved. We're bored. And it was like, all right, cool. No one's going to see you for another 6 months at least anyway.
Right. Well, my wife my wife has two brothers, and she grew up cutting hair, and she cut our hair. She cut my son, Charlie, who's 14, who loves long hair, and it was too short. And my hair, when people see me on Facebook Live, my hair is short because we made a few mistakes along the way, but I think it looks good now, but I do have short hair. Nobody knows what to do right now. That's what you have to do. A lot of people are shaving.
It's crazy, right? I know a couple barbers and people that are like, you know, people are like messaging me, I'll give you $50 if like on the side you can just please cut my hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Not happening. By the way,
drastic, desperate times.
You're a big music guy. What do you think of the Stones' new song? It dropped 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's not bad for guys that were rocking back in the McKinley administration, you know? It's like pretty cool, but
I was always
a Beatles guy, but I do like it. I give them huge, props for sticking to it and rocking in the, 2020s.
Did you see Post Malone on YouTube last night? He did.
I did. After you texted it to me, I am by no means a Post Malone fan. Let's get that out of the way. And then I watched it and I was like, oh my God, like this is awesome. He sounded great. He totally paid respect to it. He mm-hmm. didn't play Smells Like Teen Spirit. You know, he was playing things off In Utero. And I was like, this is awesome. Like really good.
Post Malone is a rapper that my son turned me on to when I went to Lollapalooza. I think it was 2 years ago. And he's like, Dad, just go see Post Malone. And he is such a musician, and the guy can sing. And I didn't realize he could play the guitar, and I watched him on YouTube last night, and he is talented.
Same exact thing. I was like, okay, it's the crazy face tattooed rap dude. I was completely blown away. Like, oh my God, he can play guitar, he can sing, but he did such a good job.
Yes. And
so it'd be different if you just covered one song and had to like really practice and nail it.
Yeah.
But doing like a whole set was really cool.
And Travis Barker was on drums for music fans out there from Blink 182. And Travis looked like, was he wearing underwear or a swimsuit? What was that?
It was like the world's smallest shorts or largest pair of underwear. It was in between.
I don't understand people. Yeah, I just don't get it.
Well, you were just talking about your kid. My boys love this Fortnite thing.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
The Travis Scott.
Yes, the concert.
Live concert thing on Fortnite, and it had 13 million viewers.
Right.
And it was... like everyone, Rolling Stone, everybody like reviewed it and were like, this is the trippiest thing. It was like Tron. It was like a giant monster Travis Scott in space. And I think, again, people might be, I don't know him or I've heard of him. I'm not a fan.
Yep.
But when they saw that, it was like, this is the future. Like, especially with what's going on now, like this is really cool mixing of different arts.
I don't know. The people are finding very creative ways to introduce certain things right now during the self-quarantine. And I just love it. Graham, Graham, we're going to go through the greatest burger recipe on the planet. I got to take a quick break. We have the, I'm losing my voice. We have the governor coming up at the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to get this in and we're going to talk next. Okay.
Cool. All right, sounds good.
Graham Elliott on the phone at 720 WGN. On the phone with us, chef, businessman, and music lover Graham Elliott. Go to Pete McMurray Show on Facebook. I posted a picture of Graham's recipe with his white signature glasses and the burger recipe. Real quick, I want to mention, you're such a music lover. You put together a music list on Spotify. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So, you know, I used to sing and play guitar in a band. We always say all chefs are failed rock stars. But, you know, I very eclectic taste. You know, I'm not one of those people. When we hire people at restaurants, the first question we ask is, what music do you listen to? Because if you get the, well, you know, I really listen to everything, then you know that they're not committed, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's fine if you kind of run the spectrum. But you should be able to nail like three bands that like, you know, change your life. So
of course,
whether it's, you know, James Brown, the Beatles, you know, the Go-Go's, the Cars, it doesn't matter. But food and music are such a similarity, you know, like I always say, a dish is like a song. It's got chords, which are the ingredients. It's got techniques, which, you know, are like different instruments being used, the kitchen, all the people in the kitchen play their certain role or part of the band. So really, really similar approach.
The governor's going to take over in about 3 minutes. So I want to thank you for coming on. And we never, ever have enough time with you. So once this is lifted, you need to come in the studio and hang out with us. But the Graham burger that we posted on Facebook, you have two different types of meat. You have ground sirloin and ground pork. Why the sirloin and the pork together?
I love the pork. I think the pork, you know, adds moisture. It keeps it nice and instead of getting all crumbly, you know, like your mom generally makes, you know, it's like a nice, moist patty. And here's a little trick for people as the weather starts breaking. If you do a larger burger and you're on the grill, put a small little ice cube in the middle of the burger patty. And as it cooks, it'll get all the color on the outside, but the middle will stay nice and moist and kind of helps steam
it. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Don't say I never taught you anything.
Oh my gosh, so say that again. You put an ice cube on just a normal burger and it'll keep it moist.
Yep, like right in the middle of the patty, a small cube, and then it'll help steam it up and get a perfect temperature.
That is such a great thing. Wow, I love that. So, and you also have olive oil in here. That keeps the moisture too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, I mean, you could substitute butter, anything you want. I always think, you know, everyone speaks burger, right? You've got a bun, you got a meat patty, and that's your blank canvas. You can do anything in the world with it, right? You can go to any country and add whatever you feel like at that time.
The Graham burger, I noticed that you have brie in this burger. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so again, I love brie, the funkiness of it, especially the texture. It melts so perfectly. So to have that creaminess with like a little of that sweet sour onion marmalade, they just balance each other really well.
Now, if people can't go outside and barbecue, can you cook them in the oven? And what temperature do you cook them on? Do you cover them, uncover? How do you make that happen?
Yeah, I think if you make the patty, if you're doing them at home, make the patty thinner and then just do them on the stovetop. So,
really?
You know, a nice flat surface. Yeah, as much caramelization as you can get because that meat has natural sugar that's going to get that browning. So get it all done on one side, flip it on the other. If you need to, if they're large enough, you can just throw them into the oven for like a good 5-7 minutes and it'll, you know, finish cooking them up.
So cook them on the stovetop. Don't throw them in the oven.
No, I don't think. I mean, if you do throw them in the oven, make sure you do them in a pan or grill or whatever first, because you're never going to get color on them. They're going to be like little meatloaf patties if you just throw them in the oven. I'm going to have to come up with a Governor's Pritz burger next.
Oh, my gosh.
Very, very excited for that.
You know what? I know the governor, and he came on with us last week. He would absolutely love that. He would love
it. All right, tell him I'm going to do it for him. I am so proud of him as a governor and Mayor Lightfoot, like stepping up and leading the way they are.
And I do want to mention the mayor is coming back on tomorrow at 107, right out of the 1 o'clock news. She's been kind enough to check in every 2 weeks, and her second week is happening tomorrow. So, yeah, I agree. I mean, great leaders step up in times of crisis, and they really have. I agree with you, man. And by the way, the Graham burger, what are you eating on the side here?
I like to do fries, and I don't, you know, I'm not a ketchup guy, so I always do mayo or like an aioli, so a little egg yolk within that olive oil.
Okay.
Throw in a little bit of fresh chopped garlic or roasted garlic if you want to get really fancy, and just dip those crispy fries in there.
How about hot dogs? How are you making your hot dogs right now?
Oh, man. You got to do a potato bun. I know people like poppy seed here, but I'm a potato roll kind of guy. Nice and sweet. And, you know, for me, it's a hot dog with just mustard and a little bit of sauerkraut. That's how I like to roll.
How are you cooking the hot dog? A lot of people boil them. How do you make them in the house?
Yeah, I do them in the water generally. I mean, you can also obviously, you know, throw them in the microwave, but you know, when you do them in the water, especially if they're like a nice fresher hot dog or sausage with the casing, do that, poach them a little, and then you can get a little color in a pan if you want to go crazy, kind of bratwurst style.
Back in the 70s, when we couldn't afford a microwave, we used to pull out the hot dogs and hold it over the burner and cook it like we were, you know, at a campfire.
The indoor campfire?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Were you raised like during the Dust Bowl era?
I was. I am a hillbilly from Peoria, and I come from a large family. And if you found food and you could cook it very quickly and eat it quickly, yes.
Defensive eating. You just grab everything off the platter, even if you don't want it later.
Yes, you just never know.
So your brothers don't get it.
Right, yep. And you want to keep it away from everybody else. The Graham Burger, again, it's posted on Pete McMurray's show on Facebook. I'll get it on Instagram today, too. And the pretzel roll, you put the pretzel roll in your recipe, which is the greatest bun, I think, ever. I just love the pretzel roll.
So good, right?
Oh,
I love it. I think they're the best.
It is so good. And you have salt and pepper, of course, and everything. Gosh, it's just, man, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Simple. And but by the way, your posts on Insta of you doing like your workouts are very inspiring.
You know what? We work out in the morning. We drink in the afternoon. It offsets itself. Yeah.
You'll be the same weight in 6 months. It's just perfect.
Are you doing anything? I know we got the governor's going to come on any minute. We're waiting him to walk up to the podium. But are you doing anything during self-quarantine to make yourself better?
Well, you know, I'm actually trying to meditate and working out. My wife does these bar classes and sends me, you know, different videos of her doing her routines and things like that, so I can kind of get inspired to do those things. But yeah, I think it's a good time to self-reflect and really try to keep busy. So,
yeah,
you know,
it is. I mean, you got to have a schedule every single day or you're going to drive yourself nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially with your kids. Graham Elliott. Graham, you are the absolute best. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, brother. Talk to you soon.
Take care. That is Graham Elliott, everybody.